back to work at the White House. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden set to be back in Washington a little later this afternoon after his holiday vacation in the U.S. Virgin Islands. His administration will be dealing with a Republican-controlled House as soon as tomorrow.
The president pushed through quite a lot of legislation while Democrats controlled both chambers of Congress. But with Republicans now taking control of the House, his focus may be shifting away from legislating, potentially toward a 2024 run, according to reports. And he is also shifting his tone to prioritize bipartisanship. NBC reports that beyond the focus on implementing the president's past legislative programs, top White House aides insist the president intends to press ahead with additional legislative initiatives that they think could, or they'll argue should, win support in a divided Congress. And bipartisanship is expected to be a major focus of Biden's State of the Union address.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The new Congress meets for the first time tomorrow, but the House cannot conduct any business until it elects a new speaker. Officials in Ukraine say they responded to recent missile attacks that knocked out power and water service with rocket launches they say killed many Russian troops.
Russia says the number is 63, but Ukraine says it could be as many as 400 killed or injured. Russia's defense ministry says Ukraine used the U.S.-provided HIMARS rocket system in this strike. They hit a facility where Russian soldiers were staying in Makiivka. That's in the Donetsk province, one of four regions that Russia claims to have annexed.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. Well, unless Missouri Governor Mike Parson grants clemency, 49-year-old Amber McLaughlin will become the first openly transgender woman executed in the United States. She is scheduled to die by lethal injection tomorrow for killing a former girlfriend 20 years ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An American Airlines ground crew member died after an accident at an Alabama airport.
The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are looking into the weekend death of a ground crew worker at the Montgomery, Alabama Regional Airport. It happened on Saturday afternoon on an airport ramp where an American Airlines regional carrier operated by Envoy Air was parked after arriving from Dallas. A statement from the NTSB says the crew member was, quote, ingested into the aircraft engine. American said in a statement it was devastated by the accident. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Israel's military fired missiles toward the international airport of Syria's capital early today, putting it out of service and killing two soldiers, wounding two others. That's according to the Syrian army. It was the second such attack in 7 months to put the Damascus International Airport out of service. Some flights have since resumed. The body of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is lying in state in the Vatican ahead of his funeral on Thursday.
A queue was already forming as dawn broke over the Vatican. 25,000 people are expected to file past the open casket today alone. Benedict lies in red papal mourning robes and wears a gold-trimmed mitre. The public will also be able to pay their respects on Tuesday and Wednesday. Pope Emeritus Benedict expressed a wish for a simple funeral, which, in a first, will be presided over by the sitting pontiff, Pope Francis. The first pope to resign for six centuries died on Saturday at the age of 95. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a law making her state the sixth in the nation to allow human composting as a method of burial. The move legalizes natural organic reduction, popularly known as human composting, after Washington State, Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, and California. Critics oppose the burial method as inappropriate for humans. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.